gonna see how we can be of additional assistance. We'll begin with Catherine.
If I can figure this out.
Okay, we're hearing you just fine.
You hear me?
I do.
I can't find a mute. I can't find anything. I'm on my phone.
You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Okay.
All right.
All right, my love. Hi, sweetheart. So we're doing this a little differently. We thought we'd try doing questions first. So if you would like to ask any question you have, and then we'll follow that up with the message.
Okay. I have a question. I'm finally back home and want to get back into the swing of things. And I'd like to take an art class because it helps me stay in the flow and if I get stuck on something. But I was thinking of changing the teacher, and I was wondering if you could pick up anything.
Sure.
For Kelly Arnold.
Is that the new teacher?
She's at the same gallery. It's an art store.
Mm-hmm.
But I had met her when we had a show, and I loved the work that the students are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of felt like I was asking her questions, and she was being resistant, thinking, like wanting me to be true to my teacher. And I was like, I'm asking you because I thought of you being my teacher, like in my mind, I was saying this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's a good match or.
Okay. Say your name and Kelly's name.
Catherine Kelly.
I like her energy a lot. I mean, I really like her energy a lot. Yeah, I think you just need to communicate with her. I think she just didn't understand. I like her energy a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, welcome home, of course. And say your name again, my love.
Catherine.
Say it one more time.
Catherine.
You're climbing to the mountaintop. You're climbing high. So in other words, the whole process that occurred helped you. Say your name one more time, my love.
Catherine.
Thank you. Really helped you to kind of like have a good, accurate reflection of yourself so you could come home to self, so you could have the next right turn, so you could say yes to yourself. So when I'm looking at you, that really was a path of self-love, a path of self-healing, a path of self-address. So even when you got a little like wiggly, even when you got a little stuck, excuse me, you needed to rely on your good inner resources to pull you through. And so even though you were a little nervous at some point, it's sort of like you hung in there, and that actually helped you additionally because you stayed with yourself the most. So in other words, it's almost like you had nothing else to do except trust yourself, because what else could you do? And then that actually self-activated you. So then you're finding out love is the way. So when I'm looking at you, it's so beautiful, because normally I would look at someone and I would see that beautiful column of light. And when I'm looking at your column of light, it is literally a paintbrush. And then at the end of the bristles, they're light bristles. So it's like little strings of light. I mean, it is just gorgeous. I mean, it's just so beautiful. Like, I can't even explain how gorgeous this is. The energies that are running through me on your behalf are delightful, fantastic, exhilarating. I mean, just couldn't be better. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Catherine.
Keep saying yes to yourself. Keep driving your own ship. What they mean by that is you followed yourself. It's like other people are like, what are you doing? What are you, whatever it is. And it's like, nope, I am staying true to myself. I am following my own heart. And so because of that, it's like, you know, like that Irish blessing, like make the road, may the road rise to meet you. that's basically what you did. You rose and you met your higher self. When I'm doing this, the energy that's running through my legs on your behalf is so sensational. I can't even explain to you how you brought yourself to promised land, how you brought yourself back to yourself. In essence, through all of your, you know, twists and turns through the tapestry of life, you kind of left yourself back there somewhere. You know, you left yourself high and dry long ago. So when I'm looking at you, it's like you resurrected yourself. It's like you went back to the spot where you left her, and it's like, come here, get in the back of my Jeep. I'm going to get you back where you need to go. And that's basically what you did. It's sort of like you scooped her up, put her in the back of your Jeep, and off you went. And so because of that, you're now one. What they mean by one is like you're fully engaged, you're fully present, you're fully demonstrated. What they mean by demonstrated is you're complete, you're erect. They're just, you know, people that know me, they just giggle because I keep using my parenting experiences as analogies, but it's just very fast in my brain. So it's sort of like a kid's toy where you have the front part and you have the back part and you click it together and there's the figure. So when I was looking at you, it was like you had the front part, but your back part was missing. It was empty. Like we're looking at your tush down there. It's not covered because you were not backing yourself. So you get it? Like your front was here, but your back was missing because you stopped backing yourself. You stopped prioritizing yourself. You stopped sponsoring yourself. You left yourself high and dry on the road there. So it's sort of like I pick her up, I follow my own heart, I resurrect myself complete, and when I'm looking at you, click, snap, crackle, pop. Now you're fully. You've got your front, you've got your back. Say your name one more time.
Pat.
Or another way of saying that is, it's like, what's what you said to us? You're like, hi, I'm back. You know, like I'm back in town. This is the whole point. You honestly are back. Like even just looking at you, talking to you right now, your energy is so much more present. I can't even explain to you how much brighter, stronger power this energy can manifest. The other couldn't because it was diffused, it was spread. Like you were just kind of like here. Now it's all complete. Perfect. Oh my gosh, so happy for you. Are you feeling good? You energetically really look good.
Yeah, it's just really so important to see my family, like my aunts and my uncles, 102, 92, they're still functioning. Like I don't even function that well. Like they do their dishes. They as soon as they eat, they're like,
perfect.
I just learned from them. I know that they still love me. You know, like I haven't seen them in like 10, 20 years. You know, so and then the reunion was such a success. Like,
so they still everyone. Love you, and you still love yourself.
Yes.
You got it.
And I'm back.
Excellent.
I feel like picking myself up, that was totally what I did. Even though the road was
Perfect. I'm so happy, sweetheart. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye, thank honey. You. Hello, Miss Stephanie.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I am good, thank you. And say, do you have a question this evening? Trying to train myself here.
No, just maybe a message overall.
Okay. And say your first name, my love.
Stephanie.
Say it one more time.
Stephanie.
Don't sweat the little things. Like, don't worry about... Here's what I want to say to you. Let me try this one more time. Steph, say your name one more time, my love.
Stephanie?
It's like you may have missed a word here or there, but you are energetically 80% complete, and that's all that matters. So it's sort of like, did you get the B? Yes, good enough. Keep going. you don't need to like fine tooth comb every past sentence, phrase, what you did, what you didn't do, I coulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda. When I'm looking at you, you're holding the grade, you're holding the excellent value. So the reason you came after Catherine is that's what she's doing exceedingly well now. It's like she's saying yes to herself, she's holding her light. And when I'm looking at you, it's the same thing. For whatever reason, you want to be the perfectionist, you want to do it perfectly, you want to do it right. That's what I keep hearing, you want to do it right. The B is right, like it doesn't have to be cross the T, dot the I for spirit to understand. What matters most is the signage of the heart. And so when I'm looking at you, say your name again, my love.
Stephanie.
You're holding yourself brightly. You're holding your sacred flame. And that is more important than all the other things combined. So for me, I have a to-do list. Oh my gosh, like it's just so long, it's ridiculous long. And as much as I wanted to do everything on my list when I had some free time, Spirit's like, no, you know, what you want to attend to is your frequency, opening up to source, opening up to the light. But I've got this, I've got that. And they're like, that you can always do. But the frequency, the consciousness that you're willing to maintain is your biggest gift, is your biggest ally. And they basically said, you know, like we can help you with some of this other stuff, but we can't override your free will. So if you're not investing in giving us your very best, it's like you can stay as linear with your to-do list as long as you want. So in essence, what they were saying is like, please get your biggest bang for your buck with the energy you have and the time that you have willing, where obviously there's certain things I still need to attend to. But in terms of priority, it really made a very strong impact on me in the importance of continuing to bless ourselves and to bring in this light and hold ourselves in our alignment, because that's how we start using our spiritual muscle. That's how we start moving into parallel realities. That's how we start creating a brand new world. So we're not just trying to like, let's just make our 3D world satisfactory. It's sort of like we're opening up, and source is investing us. If you can imagine that, like we all came from higher dimensional realities. So we're here to plug into home, to plug into the light. This is what we do best. And so the more that we understand that that's ultimately what's gonna be soul satisfying, the other stuff can be kind of imperfect and doesn't really matter, because we're taking such big strides in terms of our truth, in terms of our halo, in terms of our light, that's gonna overpower the results, that it's just going to serve so much in our favor. So you're coming after Catherine because that's what you're doing well. It's sort of like they're saying you're traveling large, meaning you're agreeing with your light, you're agreeing with your helmet. Usually they say halo, but they're calling it helmet, and I feel like it's a compliment. It's sort of like you have so much light, it's like you actually have a helmet of light on. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Stephanie.
It's super good and it's super significant. You're going to start feeling the change. It's a little bit like nothing has changed, but you're going to feel stronger. You really are. And you're going to get stronger still, and you're going to have options, some options that are going to be laid out before you. So what you want to do is choose the option of the light. And so this is the point. It's like you're building yourself up. You're getting stronger and stronger still. And then when you're holding that, when you're recognizing that it's necessary, meaning that you're ready for the change, it's gonna be easy to self-restore because you've already built yourself up strong. So it's not like you're trying to get over the mountaintop. You already have adequate height, so you just walk on over. Say your name one more time, my love.
Stephanie.
Super good. Super, super, super good. That is your message, my love. I hope it serves you.
It does. Thank you so much, Nicole. I really appreciate it. I don't have any questions.
Awesome. Okay. Much love, honey.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Jenny and Lockie. You want to come up?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, sir. We will be right
there.
We're very good, thank you. All right. And say your first name, my love.
Lucky.
Say it one more time.
Lucky.
Decide to be lucky. In other words, you want to remember that things can turn overnight. You can get a new lead. You can get a new opportunity. You can get a new blessing tomorrow. So the more that you're willing to start again, meaning it's sort of like, I learn my lessons, I learn what I need to know, and then off I go to the races. Off I go into the big blue wonder. Off I go into starlight. Say your name again, my love.
Lucky.
Excuse me. They want you to start feeling lucky. They want you to start feeling when love is the way, meaning like when you're willing to learn what you need to learn overnight, well, then that's the proof of the pudding. It's like you're not sitting in timeout forever. It's you're not sitting there needlessly. It was just so that you could get course correction. It was just so that you could see clearly. And now that you can, it's off to the races you go. So they don't want you to like hold yourself back or be down or melancholy or depressed or why can't I do things right? It's like everything is right on time. So you're kind of feeling like I've been penalized or whatever, and I've been like walked all over. But what you've really been done is you've been shown the starlight. You've been shown the highest way. You've been shown the highest vision so that you're walking into the starlight. So you're walking into your stardom. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Walking.
So you're walking into paradise. So you kind of want to feel that. You kind of like want to build yourself up or feel yourself tall or, you know, just imagine having like a protein shake in the morning and, you know, fresh air and, oh, it's a beautiful day in the morning. Like something where you're setting the pace anew. You're starting it. I don't even like starting again. It's almost like it's a fresh new start. It's a fresh new day. Anything where you're not traveling backwards, where you're not bringing the past forward, where you're leaving the past behind. You know, it's almost like you show up in a classroom and the classrooms were painted over the summer. And it's like, oh, the start of a fresh new year. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Lucky.
Drop all sense of yesterday. Drop all sense of yesterday and plan for a new tomorrow. What I really get is you have a new energetic opportunity as you will arrive, as you will assign, as you will support, as you will state your preference, as you will say so. Anything where you're not dragging the past, it's sort of like dusting yourself off, fresh-eyed and bushy-tailed, or however that expression goes, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Lucky.
It's the same message, however I do this. It's like I'm running out of expressions, but like a fresh new start, fresh new foot forward. Anything energetically where you really give yourself like a new pace. Like they're just showing me like when my dog comes in from the rain and he immediately shakes out, you know, the water from his fur. That's what you want to do energetically for yourself. And say your name one more time.
Lucky.
It's really good. It's really good. So you actually want to take an energetic step forward is what it is. Like you don't want to stay just mental. You want to just really have an expression of faith, an expression of like a sense of a voyage, like you're Magellan or whatever. Like off I go to my new exploration. And say your name one last time.
Lucky.
Exactly. Don't stay locked in. Like forward you go. Your card is spread your wings. So the energy of that card is exactly what we're talking about. So I'm trying to start a new system and I'm having trouble getting started with it. We're trying to do questions first and I kind of dropped the ball there. So do you happen to have a question, my love?
Yeah, am I able to ask a question on Jenny's behalf?
Okay, is she not there? Is that what?
No, at the moment, no.
Okay, yeah, you can ask a question for her. That's fine.
Okay. So she's feeling like she's resistant to something, but not sure what it is, and wondering if it has to do something with our business or her work.
She's resistant, but she doesn't know what she's resistant to. Oh, Jen, you're going to have to give me some more information there.
It was from a reading, or channeling, sorry, that you gave us, I guess a week or so ago.
Okay.
Something was going to come up that she felt she didn't want to take on, but she had to say yes to.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so here's my feedback. If she has a question about a reading, please get back to me as soon as possible so I remember what I said. That's what I have to say to that. That being said, okay. Let me just see what I see when I tune into her. Just say her name for me, my love.
Jennifer.
And say it one more time.
Jennifer.
Yeah, I kind of agree with my statement, actually. When I'm looking at her, I'm seeing her cough up a hairball. I mean, literally, like as if she's a cat, like a hairball. So what I get from that is it's not too serious. You know, she's not in the emergency room or anything. It's just a simple hairball. You don't even have to go to a vet for that. So it's nothing like too cumbersome. If I had to take a guess, I'm going to guess it has to do with her work, if I had to guess. Hold on a second. Yeah, I'm going to guess it's going to be something with her work. Again, it's just a hairball. It's not like a big thing. The more that we just remember, and this is really great advice for all of us, to really remember to trust the flow. To really trust the flow. That everything's bringing us what we need most. So we're all in the process of clearing out all of the things we've avoided up to now. If you think about that, what's left is what we've been avoiding. So that's the resistance, to be honest. It's not like she's doing it more than everyone else. It's just her turn. And so the more that we remember that flow is going to bring us to our natural conclusion. So if there's stuff that there's fears hiding and I'm ready for ascension, but I don't qualify because I haven't addressed those fears, then I want them to be shown. I want to have to deal with them. I want to face them so that I can be clear, because my higher self wants to come in and be escorted, meaning be one with me. And there's got to be room. It's got to be clear. So that's how I feel with her. I feel like, oh, I don't know. It's been heavy lately. You know, ever since those eclipses started, I don't know about anyone else, but it's been a doozy here. And for whatever reason, I feel like she just thinks she's an overload. But the thing is, she's not. But her mind keeps convincing her she is. So this is the whole point. The more she trusts that she's actually on the right pace and actually doing just fine, it'll just naturally flow. But I think the message came to her just as like a friendly reminder to not resist the flow. Simple as that. I hope that helps.
I hope so.
Okay. That is recorded. That is recorded for her.
Okay.
In fact, I will end the recording and you can tell her she'll be at the end of part 2.